Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Terry and James here with you. We're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Good morning. Michael Kerr here once again.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing just great.
Good to hear. Got a fun weekend lined up?
I'm actually headed back to my hometown of Oshkosh this weekend, so good time.
Hey. Oh, nice. Hey,
well, we'll welcome you back to the state, Michael. That's good to hear.
I heard you on the radio over there yesterday.
Has he been doing this a while, Michael? Does it ever get old to be able to like have your do your job for your home state? Like, it's got to feel pretty good. It's got to feel kind of cool.
It feels good, and it's also nice when I do those recorded files and I get to hear myself when I'm on the road.
Yeah, that's wild. It never gets older.
You probably double take the voice more than we do.
Appreciate that, Michael. Indeed. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Well, a snowy go of it for those travelers out there for today. It's still some lingering light snow, especially through about the early afternoon time frame, but nothing overly heavy in as far as the accumulations are concerned. An inch, maybe inch and a half of accumulation with a weak clipper type system working in from the northwest. I think the bigger story will be some colder temperatures into your weekend, especially for the latter half of your weekend and even into the early part of next week. We'll still manage some lower 30s for high temperatures here by this afternoon. Winds a bit on the breezy side, initially out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour, but turning more westerly then by this afternoon. For tonight, looking to stay cloudy but quiet, so overnight lows dipping into the upper single digits, and another opportunity for some more light snow then for Saturday into Saturday night as that main cold frontal boundary works in from the northwest. Accumulations for tomorrow looking to stay in that inch or less range, though. Saturday not nearly as mild. We're back to the mid-teens for high temperatures, and only calling for highs in the lower range of the teens then into your Sunday. Maybe a few peaks of sunshine there making a return for your Sunday, but with a bit of a northerly breeze, we'll deal with some sub-zero wind chill factors there throughout much of your Sunday. Even colder conditions for the start of next week. Monday only forecasting a high of 4 above zero. For your Tuesday, still well below average, lower teens for high temperatures, and still not improving much past the lower to middle teens even Wednesday and Thursday of next week. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Appreciate the updates, Michael. You have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Have a good one.
You too. Best in the business right there, friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center.
It's time to get out the hat and mittens, I think.
It is. We are going to be, I think we're probably in this stretch of a long cold front here, at least temperature-wise.
Although, this is like one of the warmest Januaries, if not the warmest January.
It's kind of hard to complain. Yeah, it's been really nice.
I think I might have to hustle up some gloves.
Yeah, oh, it is definitely glove season.
Ironic that, what do you say, high of like 4 with sub-zero wind chills on Sunday for Curmudgeon's Day.
Yeah, how about that? That's perfect. Nice. Good callback. We were talking in our last segment about dream jobs, and Terry and I were sharing a bit of our stuff on that. I'd like to continue this conversation with others and hear about their dream jobs, including all of you out there. Please go ahead and call up 424-2600. You want to share with us your dream job? We'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what that is. Also want to hear from my crew. So I might bring this up on Monday with Melissa, Seth a little bit later. We'll ask some of our other co-hosts about this, too.
Yeah, on this wall over here, we have this funky picture. It should really be a whiteboard because we could be keeping a tally.
Oh, that's
We could be kind of recording what we're learning.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah,
free
thinker.
I like it. I think that it's a fun, interesting question. And I love when you really take the time of like, okay, what was it when you were a kid and what was it as you grew up and that kind of thing.
And for how many people is it the same?
Yes. So where this all stemmed from, if you asked a seventh grader what their dream job would be, they probably won't say, electrophysiologist or something like that.
So they're going to say dolphin trainer?
Probably YouTuber or rapper or something like that.
I don't have one of those living in my house. I'd be like, that can be your fallback, but you better come up with something else.
I'm so, so thankful. I mean, I got three of them. So, out of all three, none of them are wishing to be influencers or anything like that or all got real lives and
it can
careers.
Be your side hustle, let's get real here.
I love the idea of my kids don't do it, but I do. But 45-year-old me is trying to act 20 and going on I got the frosted tips, the bad surgery done on the face, so my face is all pulled back.
Doesn't move.
Like, hey everybody.
I thought that was just your ponytail. Pull it so tight.
I do pull it too tight, I think. New research came up with a list of the top dream jobs worldwide. They did it looking into targeting online search results for stuff like how to be a and that kind of thing. And in the end, we got the top dream jobs we'll get into for you. What I think is interesting, too, is that we hadn't gotten a chance to talk about is we were having this discussion kind of in the it still exists. It's still going on. But at the end of this great migration that has happened, where you have so many people going from jobs to careers or from careers to passions or just finding different ways to make a living.
And it's also different in that the average person changes jobs like every 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's that, too, that has to be considered, which is different than I think how our parents you know, worked and how we were brought, you know, how the idea of a career was presented to us. I think we're kind of the end of that, right?
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Like that it's the definitely. Next generation that's, you know, more, I don't know, experimenting with different yes. things and trying different things. As an employer, that can make you crazy, just saying.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot more training involved than mm-hmm. than maybe in the past. But it is very interesting, that shift. And so I wonder how much that has then shifted. You know, when you ask that seventh grader, like, yeah. are they, you know, but then there's also those just traditional things, right? Like, how many seventh graders probably say astronaut? I bet
right.
a lot.
Right.
You know, and that's good. I mean, mm-hmm. I think big dreams are important and, you know, why don't limit yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing worth fighting for. There's nothing that's not worth fighting for if you want it, if you dream it. Make sure to have a day job.
Yeah.
make sure whatever you're chasing down here, you have something that can keep the lights on, of course.
So what do we got on the list?
They broke it down and right at the top, pilot. Number one, pilot. I thought that was interesting. Pilot is number one in the U.S., Canada, the U.K., Papua New Guinea, and Australia. And I only said those so I could say Papua New Guinea.
No, I'm like, why are you going
yeah,
through
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I had to. I had to. Any chance to say Papua New Guinea, I'm going to take it.
You know, I think that that's cool. And actually, there is a young lady who plays soccer with our daughter. Her older brother, who just graduated like a year ago, when he graduated high school, he had already earned his pilot's license
wow.
from doing, you know, doing his lessons here at
How cool is that?
Alexander Field.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that is really cool.
That's really neat. Number two, writer. Okay. Yeah, I could see that. I think that's a broad one, too. I mean, there's so many different jobs for writers and writing, copywriting.
So do you think like a sports journalist would fall in there and stuff?
Absolutely.
I mean, because I'm like, I don't know how many seventh graders would say I want to be a writer.
Yeah, I think
But
that's,
it must just be all encompassing.
I'm thinking, I think that's a good point to make. Dancer, number three. YouTuber, number four. Entrepreneur, number five. That's a little
cool.
bit better. It's nice to see that. Number six, actor. No, no, you don't want to do that. No, no, you don't want this world. Trust me. Just trust me. My son tells me he wants to be an actor and right away says, I like writing a lot too and stuff. Lean on that. Oh, you want to go to school for neurology? Yes. Yes, JC. Yes. Go for that. Go all in on that one. It's a wonderful industry. It is. But you get what you put into it. And it is something, it reminds me of hockey when it comes to high school sports. Like when I was a kid, at least. I don't know nowadays how it is or anything. But when I was a kid, I wanted to be a part of hockey so bad we couldn't afford it. We didn't have the money for it. You want to be an actor, that's great. It's an expensive lifestyle,
right. And
it's not easy to be a part of this world if you don't have the bank account to back that up. And there's a reason why you see stories like a Chadwick Boseman, who Denzel Washington, when he was in college, you know, kind of was his benefactor and helped him like with continue his education and these things. There's a chance he's so darn talented. We love to think, well, a guy like that, that handsome, that talented, we would have seen Chadwick Boseman for sure. There's a billion Chadwicks out there,
sure.
man. There's a billion Jameses. There's a billion, you know, there's a plenty of people that like to want to do this. The people that there's a big difference of understanding right away. Do I want to do this or am I willing to fight for this? Because if you're willing to fight for it, that's a different story. But if you want to expect it to be given to you, and that's pretty much the case, I think, for most jobs.
Oh, sure.
You are going to have a long life ahead of you.
Yeah, you got to put a little sweat into it, right?
Yeah, yeah, you do. Influencer at number seven. And we're moving on. I didn't know. I guess that is...
But remember, these came from people's searches, right?
Yes.
So, I mean...
Yeah. Programmer number 8. I think that's an interesting one.
Maybe the whole IT field fits there.
Oh yeah, yeah. Coders and a lot of that. There's a, especially if I'm looking for something that I know in 20 years there's still going to be work. That's one of those industries we feel pretty comfortable saying.
We hope.
We hope, exactly. Yeah, we hope. None of this is a guarantee.
I mean, because like 50 years ago the TV repair guy probably thought he was pretty secure.
Yep. Yeah, I guarantee.
Now we don't fix them, we just chuck them, recycle them, and get a new one.
I'm not even sure acting is going to be around 20 years from now.
Who knows? Isn't it crazy?
Yes. So, singer number 9. Okay. Yeah. Teacher number 10. Huh. And man, is it nice to see that.
That's cool.
I understand that it's a little lower on the list. I understand that, you know, it may not be number one, but man, it's just nice to see teacher on
there. 10 of 10 million. So, right? I mean, that's awesome. And we do need, I mean, we need people going into the teaching profession. It's, I know there's openings all over for teachers, you know, now mid school year, which is, you know, I don't, do you ever recall that when you were a kid?
Yeah.
You know, like during the school year that there wasn't a teacher for something.
Right.
So, you know, I think there's a great need. I think that that is a very underappreciated profession. And I think that our teachers put up with a lot of garbage and you know, really, really do a great job. And the very best ones have the ability to keep kids first. You know what I mean?
So
to keep that in their mind that I'm doing this for the kids, not the parents that are on me, not the outside forces. But, you know, I certainly think that we are very blessed in this area with our teachers at all of our schools here in central Wisconsin. We are so very fortunate.
I'm proud to have graduated from Lincoln in part because of the teachers that I worked with, the teachers that really helped shape me and helped me find so much of the things that would end up being skill sets I would lean on for, I don't know, 20 some years to be able to do a job. Shout out to all the teachers out there. Very good morning to all of them out there. DJ number 11. Yeah. I mean, it's a fun gig, but
isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting. I wonder how broad that is. If they're talking like DJing at clubs and stuff like that, or they mean like, well, what we're doing right now.
Yeah, like you have to wonder. Huh.
Blogger number 12. Okay. Yeah, I kind of saw that coming. Doctor number 13. Yeah, all right. Professor number 14. Yeah. Flight attendant. Firefighter number 16. Judge is in there as well. Lawyer. So lawyer and attorney. Now, most people use lawyer and attorney interchangeably, even lawyers and attorneys themselves. So you could probably just lump them two together. When I was filming the TV show I was doing out in California, we were playing attorneys. And I know growing up in my mom's side of the family, my grandfather was a lawyer. Many of our relatives were. And it was a big deal to them to say attorney over a lawyer. They wanted to be attorneys, not lawyers. A lawyer was somebody who chased an ambulance down. An attorney was somebody you went to when you were in trouble. And I always thought that was interesting. So I go to these guys in California, and I'm trying to sound like I know a little what I'm talking about here and everything. So I'm referring to everybody as attorney, and nobody's turning around. I'm like, who are you talking to? Who are you? Lawyer. Oh, you meant me. I mean, it's... that's a good one. And it's one of those, again, another profession that we pick on all the time in society. But man, when you need one, you're thankful to have
you a hope good you have a good one. Yeah.
Psychologist number 20.
Also very much needed. Yes. Mental health professionals are in great shortage.
I actually, there's nothing that necessarily shocks me on this list. I was really happy to see teachers on there, and even as high as it was. I actually thought that this would be a little higher, just given how heavy of one of the main headlines we've had in the last couple of years is mental health.
Yeah. I wonder, though, if kids lump that in maybe with doctor.
Yeah.
You know, even though, but I also think doctor was kind of low on this list.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, think about that when you were a kid. What did people want to be? A doctor? A lawyer, an astronaut, a policeman, a fireman. You know, like
The big ones, the big hits. After that was a cowboy, those kind of things.
Yeah.
In China, this is kind of interesting. So they have a couple of other countries here, too. So in China, the number one dream job was dietitian. It's very interesting. I don't know what that was about.
I should laugh.
In South Korea, it was being a police officer. How cool is that? Huh. That is very cool. Very dope. That does... speak to a lot of the South Korean people. We are very blessed here. While we do, you know, bump heads every once in a while with Canada or Mexico, we, for the most part, have gotten along pretty good, our three nations, throughout our history. Imagine having North Korea right above you when you're just South Korea, just trying to do your thing. Like, that's rough. To be a police officer, that actually kind of adds up a little bit, I think, to that.
Sure.
That would be the dream job. In Egypt, the dream job is football coach. And they mean soccer, not our football here right. In America. But that's interesting, too. In Brazil, it's a businessman. All right. And Mexico, YouTuber. Interesting. That is a great list,
just
though.
Just living that right alone.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's probably safe. A little bit after our Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and Culver's Star of the Day, we'll get into these 10 common money-saving tips. We're going to get into that a little later. Also got, if you could switch one of your senses on and off, which would it be?
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Got all that stuff coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Mickey, you're so
funny. Very similar to Mickey. It just keeps repeating over and over. There's no originality. It's like, it's time to do...
Sorry, Garth Brooks was busy this morning.
Yes. Oh, we needed Garth on that one. It's time to get into some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu, and it's time for you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day for all of us. And if you're celebrating a birthday today, Saturday, Sunday, get on over there. Let them know it's your birthday. And get a free slice of one of Brian's pies there just for doing that.
That sounds awesome.
We encourage you and all of our great listeners out there to visit our friends at Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over there today. Terry, I'm going to need you to do a little work this morning. Not that you're not already doing some work there. 1 through 4, give me air.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
1.
All right. That gives us our qualifier right there. So we can go ahead and move on to a 1 through 3.
2.
All right. That gives us another qualifier. There we go. So thank you for that, Terry. We can get right into the celebrating now. And we want to go ahead and wish right away a very happy birthday. And actually, it's all birthdays today.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all birthdays.
Must have been too cold for
him. I guess so. Yeah. First up, a very happy birthday to Max Blanchard.
Happy birthday.
That's a great name. Max Blanchard. Happy birthday, Max. Enjoy your day. Also, very happy birthday, another great name, Cyrus Laudenbach.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cyrus. I've always loved that name. Great name. That's one of those ones I'd like to see come back a little bit, Cyrus.
I like that
name. It's a good name. It's a good name. Also, very happy birthday to Craig Liska.
Happy birthday, Craig.
We hope you enjoy your day, Craig. Have a great one. And our qualifier today is Stephen Pickett.
Happy birthday, Stephen.
Stephen, enjoy it. Hope it's a great one for you. Moving on to Saturday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Amanda Pritzel.
Happy birthday.
We hope you enjoy your day, Amanda. Have a great one. Also, Colleen Johnson.
Happy birthday, Colleen.
Enjoy your day, Colleen. We hope it treats you good. And our qualifier for Saturday, Caroline Bush.
Happy birthday, Caroline.
Enjoy it, Caroline. Have a great one. And on Sunday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Mr. Mark James Grudman. Mark's a good guy. Worked with Mark many times at WRCT. It was a long time ago, but good guy.
Happy birthday.
We want to wish everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary a great one. Enjoy, whether you got us your name or not. But we do encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james@WFHR.com. Go ahead and direct message us on Facebook. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries we want to celebrate with you. And we heard earlier this week from friends of ours in Finland that wanted to hear more of these, and they encouraged people to.
Cool.
And they told us, I think I mentioned this on the air on Monday, but they told us that they cheer.
that's awesome.
Because they thought that's what you're supposed to do when somebody says happy birthday and they hear us cheer for them and all that. That's what they thought they were supposed
to do. They should record their cheer and we can use it for our intro.
I keep asking them.
Better than that one we just had.
Yeah. I'd like to have more of that. I'd like to have them interact with us more. They've been doing this for years. Long before I was here, they were doing these kind of things.
That's fun.
Pam and I always get a kick out of it when we get these emails. Yeah, we get a blast out of it.
Couple of celebrity birthdays to celebrate. Happy birthday to, I think, one of the most creative and funny stand-up comedians I've ever heard, and a great voice actor, really good actor, too. Mr. Patton Oswalt is 54 today. He was Spence on King of Queens. He's the narrator on The Goldbergs. He's Principal Dublin on AP Bio. I think if you pull him up on your search engine, you see his face or you hear his voice, and you're like, oh, I know that. He did The Crow in the Sandman series on Netflix. He's done a bunch of your kids' movies and or kids' shows and stuff. Just one of the more smart and funny comedians I can think of. I love Patton Oswalt's work.
Awesome. Happy birthday.
Trey Lawrence is 55 today. Country star. I believe. Or no, Tracy Lawrence. Oh, I'm
like,
sorry.
Like, I got nothing on that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tracy Lawrence, yes.
I knew I got the name wrong when Terry don't know it.
I'm like, yeah. I'm giving you this puzzled look. Yes. Like, what are you talking about?
Tracy Lawrence.
I'll fake it, but...
I appreciate that. I appreciate you're a good team player. Yeah, Tracy Lawrence, a very good singer-songwriter, country star. One of the guys from our youth, Terry, Mike Patton is 55 today. Genius from Faith No More, lead singer, songwriter, a huge Faith No More fan growing up. Still a big fan. Mike Patton, what he can do vocally is, I don't think many people can touch that echelon. Not just like hard rock and singing and all that. He's so great with his manipulating his voice. Not only has he been in multiple bands, but he does sound as his side hustle is doing sound effects for movies.
Really?
The movie I Am Legend that Will Smith was in.
Yep.
Every vampire in that movie he voiced.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that's so cool. Like, that what a great cool. side gig and everything.
See? Another side hustle.
Yep. Yeah. A huge Mike Patton fan. Love me some Mike Patton. Alan Cumming is 58. Eli Gold on The Good Wife. He was Gutsy Smurf on Smurfs, Nightcrawler, and X-Men series.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a Gutsy Smurf.
I didn't either.
Saying.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good actor. He's a very talented actor. Bridget Fonda is 59. Single white female, Lake Placid, Singles, Army of Darkness. I was a fan. I really like Bridget Fonda's acting. I thought she was very good. I didn't get to see a whole lot of her mom, Jane Fonda, and a lot of that and everything. But Bridget, our generation, I really liked some of the movies she did where you got to see her in like action roles. And you got to. She is one of the earlier actors to be doing some of that stuff, too. Let's see here. Keith Olbermann is 64. Former SportsCenter anchor and done a bit of voice acting here and there. Still does some work, but he seems to like he gets a gig and then he's on to another gig and then he's on. I can't keep track of where he is or anything like that. But I think Keith Olbermann, one of those guys you like, you don't like, but certainly intelligent and very good back in the day on SportsCenter. One of the early architects of the SportsCenter game and what would be what they all do now.
Well, and back when it was that was the game. You know what I mean? Like, that was the only one. Now you've got these groups of commentators everywhere, and, pick your go-to, but yeah.
Mimi Rogers is 67. She was in Austin Powers, The X-Files, a bunch of other stuff. Mimi Rogers had a great career. Let's see here. Nick Mason, 79, former, or still Pink Floyd drummer, like longtime Pink Floyd drummer.
Wow.
Great songwriter as well and musician. The great, the wonderful James Cromwell is 83 today, all 6'7" of them. He was in recent years, he was in American Horror Story and played the dark, mean warden in The Green Mile, The Sum of All Fears. He was in 6 Feet Under and had some great parts there.
I like him.
Such a big fan. We think of him, I think of him as such a darker actor, but he was in Babe. He was like the lead actor in Babe, and we forget about that sometimes and stuff. It's not even mentioned on his list here. That's a big part for him. And what was it? That do pig or whatever, that line?
Uh-huh.
Like he's got one of the more known lines in cinema history. And actually, one of my, one of those guys I look up to, not just because he's 6'7", but... because he's 6'7",
it was really bad.
It was very bad. But in part because of his height, he had a hard time finding roles as a young man.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he had to kind of push through that. Again, when I was telling you the difference between the actors you see and the ones you don't, the ones that fight for this and the ones that don't. Like, yes, there's a lot of actors that I got a famous last name, so I get a role or whatever. There's a lot more James Cromwells out there who are fighting for work and want this so bad that, you know what, I'm going to keep doing this into my 40s and 50s and just hope I get a break. And, I get a break, and I'm in this movie with this little pig.
That's cool.
You know, and, yeah. It's great. Yeah, I'm so happy for him. And still working, too, I should mention. A couple of people no longer with us, like the great John Witherspoon, born on this day in 1942, passed away in 2019. Pops on the Wayans Brothers, Granddad on the Boondocks, Mr. Jones on Friday in the Friday movies. John Witherspoon, one of the funniest human beings I've ever seen in my life. That man could deliver a throwaway line, a line that he's just like saying yes or whatever and make it funny. Like, just so darn good. Better put some water in that bowl. So good. The great, the wonderful Donna Reed, born on this day in 1921, passed away in 1986. Mary and It's a Wonderful Life. Good actor.
I love good that actor. Movie. Yeah. I like her too.
Good movie, good performance, good actor.
Yeah.
And Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, born on this day in 1756, passed away in 1791. Want to know how great your work is? It lasts decades and decades
centuries.
After you. Centuries.
Yes.
After you. Like that.
That is crazy, isn't it?
It's pretty impressive. Like, you don't have to like his music or anything like that to appreciate.
You
like,
have to respect him.
Yes.
I mean, that's, yeah, that's yeah. Amazing. We had a good list today.
Yeah,
that finally. Never happens.
And tomorrow, some nice names. Real quickly, just to mention, one of my favorite actors, Elijah Wood, celebrating a birthday tomorrow. 42 for him. Frodo Baggins. Many, many great roles for Elijah Wood throughout his career.
Are they still doing those movies?
No.
Are there still more movies?
I don't think so.
I thought I saw a preview for one. I was like, what is happening? I thought those were
Had a TV show on Amazon. They had a TV show on Amazon for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. Sarah McLachlan is 55 on Saturday.
I love Sarah McLachlan.
Good singer. Great singer-songwriter.
She's a go-to. That's go-to music for me. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm just, you know, something's a little off or something, like I'm just like, okay, that's what I pop on.
Sweet Surrender is an underrated song. It's a really good song. Alan Alda celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Another one of my favorites. I love Alan Alda. Hawkeye on MASH. He was in The West Wing. I mean, Alan Alda.
I think I only know him from MASH. Like, I maybe just check out on him after that. Like, to me, that was such a, you know, that was always on when I was a kid. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, sometimes it's kind of like when Henry Winkler does something different. It's like, meh, no.
I get that. Yeah. My dad says the same thing. I get that. Yeah. And on Sunday, just to wrap things up, Johnny Lang, 42 on Sunday. Great, great guitar player. Really, just an incredibly good guitar player. Very lucky to have seen him live. He's good. That guy is good. Edward Burns, 55 on Sunday, along with, let's see here, Greg Louganis, 63 on Sunday. And Tom Selleck is 78 on Sunday.
Sweet.
Got to get that one in there.
Does he still have his mustache?
I was going to say, Tom Selleck, 78, his mustache, 30.
We need to upgrade this list service that you use where it includes a photo of the person. Because I feel like I would feel a little bit more connected to some of these. You know what I mean? Like, you're naming off TV shows, and I'm I have no idea who, but if I saw them, I might be like,
so
that's
not a bad idea.
But Tom Selleck, I don't know when the last time I saw him was, but you're right about his mustache.
Yeah.
It probably is only 30.
I guarantee his mustache is only like 30, 40, because it's eternally young. That mustache is young.
That is fabulous.
A little unknown fact, Tom Selleck, Midwesterner, born in Detroit.
Awesome.
Born and raised in Detroit.
Knew there was a reason we liked him, right?
Yeah.
I liked Magnum.
Oh, yeah.
I liked watching that.
Oh, I loved Magnum growing up. Loved it. Every time he'd tick off Higgins, like, oh, I loved it. Like, yeah.
He'd speed away in his car, spray a little gravel at him.
Boy, that car alone. You know, one of my favorite things about Magnum, and I don't mean this in a mean way, but was the location. Seeing all of that and everything. I never saw Hawaii Five-0 or some of those shows, but that show,
I agree.
So glued to that show because of the location.
I think that was for me too. That was the closest we ever came to a climate like that.
Yes,
you know, living vicariously through Magnum PI.
Yeah, and I don't know about a list. Maybe we got to do this sometime. Top five facial hair in TV history. Like, because I got to think Magnum's mustache has got to be top, at least top five.
I would think.
Top three, probably.
We should probably do that next
Friday. We got to do that list. We'll put our list together during the week. Next Friday, we'll convene. We'll get to Melissa's news right now. But again, real quickly, very happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating out there. Thank you so much for getting us so many birthdays. We appreciate you. Keep them coming, everybody. And take a listen to Melissa's news, then head on over to Misty's Menu and treat yourself. Not only are you going to enjoy the food, you're going to really like the atmosphere. The prices are going to be great. The people will blow you away. Just love the people over there at Misty's. We wish them a great morning. Take a break. Come back. Have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Lights, camera, action.
It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do for everybody out there is play a famous TV show theme song. If you know the answer and you have not won anything in 30 days, well, you call up 424-1300. You'll join us live on the air and tell us the name of, give us the answer, and you'll win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our amazing friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. We send a big shout out to them. Buy local, support local. Get yourself some Culvers in your life.
No better prize basket out there.
No, no, there isn't. You can't top this one. So here we go. Get ready, everybody. We're going to go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and play our theme for our TV show theme song. Get ready to call 424-2600.
Talk much?
Yeah, right. I'm going to fix this all in post. None of this is live, so it's okay. Here we go. Get ready to call. Yeah. Good morning. What's your answer?
Benny Hill Show.
Yeah.
Hey, nice job.
Yes.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Oh, I was so nervous.
You can't miss the sax.
You can't. Love it. You can't. I wasn't sure. We have a very mixed audience. We got some younger people out there, older people out there. Wasn't sure. Thank you so much. You just made my day, sir. I was really worried somebody wouldn't get this one. I shouldn't have been nervous. Right away, got it. You knew it right away, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, yeah. What's your first name?
Ed.
Ed, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Ed, what town are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids winner. Fantastic. Ed, thank you so very much. We appreciate it. Did you, growing up, Ed, did you see the Benny Hill Show at all? Just know the music because of its fame?
Quite
you know?
A few times, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
He likes his girls.
He did. I haven't seen the Benny Hill Show in a long time. Don't think it aged well. But I remember as a kid, even though my nan and papa didn't have any problem with me watching it, I always felt like dirty watching it. Like I was not old enough to be watching this. I always felt like such a fun show.
Like a dirty old man, didn't
you? Yeah. Ed, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Hang on the line. Going to get some information from you. You're our newest star of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate that. Man, that music.
He was quick on the dial.
Yes,
that was awesome. I would not have known this one at all.
No, okay. No. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if you would or not.
And I can't say that I ever saw this show.
You really did not miss much.
I mean, it's possible. I guess
I'm not trying to be mean.
If some of it played, you know what I mean. Like I might recognize it, but just looking at what I see on the screen there, that none of that resonates with me at all.
There might be a character or two, but I think overall, I think Benny himself, and I think the music in particular, is kind of the longest running thing from the show. I don't know if there's anything that really stands out.
It sounds
the comedy
like
really holds up, or
it's probably okay. It went away.
Yeah. There's some stuff that definitely did not age well with the Benny Hill Show. But this music hasn't. This music's still timeless.
Music's awesome.
Yep. We'll take a break right here, but be listening next Friday right around this time slot. We'll do this all over again thanks to our fantastic friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Again, a big, gigantic shout-out to them. Appreciate them being a part of the team here like they have been for many, many years.
Absolutely. Love us some Culvers. And thanks, Ed, for playing. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Ed. We're going to talk to him right now. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:46 on the clock. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. A big shout out to all of our listeners playing along and having some fun with not only Misty's, but with the Culvers. We really enjoy the feedback we get from those segments. We want to hear from you more and more, so please feel free to reach out to us anytime with that stuff. You got TV show theme ideas, you know, that's kind of fun. If you want to send those to us, I think that'd be fun for you guys too. And if you send me one, we use it. If you'd like, I'll even give you a shout out and say, hey, this came from so and so out there,
cool.
Or something like that.
You never did that for me.
No. Well, I mean, it's your taste. It's no. I would definitely do that for anybody out there. Please get them to us, everybody. And again, a big shout out to Misty's, to Culver's, to all of our great businesses out there that love working with us. We love working with them. Buy local, support local, everybody. Have you ever had someone try to turn you into a brilliant money saving or turn you on to a brilliant money saving hack? Like, all right, you got to try this. The old Homer Simpson. I got an idea for you. I got something for you. This is going to change your life. Only to try it and think this is not worth it at all. there's a forum where people are talking about the frugal things that did not work for them. So basically, 10 common money-saving tips that just aren't worth it.
Oh, that don't work. Here, yeah. I thought you were going to actually give us something worthwhile.
And I think if you read between the lines, there might be some of that. But I thought it was the same thing,
too. It is funny, though, what works for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next person is like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The extremes that some people will go to save money, and then the extremes some people will go to, like, with that money, like, that they saved, kind of boggles my mind, too. Like, what they choose to spend that on or whatever. Making your own laundry detergent. It's only worth it to make it in large quantities, but then you have to store it all somewhere. One person says, buy it, but be careful to use the correct amount so it lasts longer. I think that at least seeing, like, I remember teaching my sister how to do laundry, or my, you know, one of my kids, something like that. It seems like the first instinct is to use a lot of detergent.
Or because whether you're using, you know, liquid, so the cup or the scoop is always, like, it's misleading, right? Yeah. Like, you don't need a full one. Like, I use liquid detergent, and literally the line for a regular is only like a third of the way up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if they just want you to use more but I think, you know, I have to kind of pay attention to that. And of course, if your things are very soiled, you would use more, but just in general. But yeah, that is kind of funny. I do know someone who makes their own laundry soap. Mm. There's no way I would mess around with that.
I mean, it sounds cool in the idea of it, but knowing some of the process, I don't know if it, yeah.
No.
Buying in bulk, especially if you don't have a big family, it's fine for shelf stable or frozen items, but if you end up throwing any of it out, it wasn't worth the savings. I think paper products, they're not talking about that. I think that they tell you right there, if you got a big family, absolutely. Or maybe you're a single parent and it's not easy for you to always get out and run and make errands or something like that. I'd buy a lot of toilet paper, I'll tell you that. I'm not running out of that. If I got a big family, I'm definitely not running out of that. So you buy those things in bulk, I could see.
But, you know, like my sister, she has a big family. And when she had, you know, a couple of teenage boys at home, it was like they always used, like, Sam's Club. You know, they'd always go buy in big quantity. And that was never really on my radar because of exactly that. I'm like, you know, I'll buy it and I might save a couple bucks, but then are we actually even going to use it all? Like, yeah. I just never. I don't know. That was just, but I know that works well for a lot of people. So that could be a good one, as long as you actually use it.
I think that the gist of this list is looking at it as, okay, does it apply to you? If it doesn't, you can laugh at it.
But the whole idea, though, that happens a lot. I mean, and that's happened to me. Like, you buy something because you have a coupon for it, or you buy something because the upfront savings is what it is, and then, you, like, 2 years later, you're pulling it out of the pantry going, oh, ha-ha, never used that, you know.
Can we get rid of the whole buy three, get the fourth free? Like, how many people have actually done that in life? Like, I don't feel like that really. I know that that's playing in the back of my head too. But even with that, I can't think of many things that I've ever would get me to buy the fourth thing.
So not that long ago, I was grocery shopping, and literally cream cheese was like, if you bought four or more, they went down to like $2. Like, it was a significant savings, and we use cream cheese at our house like a lot.
Okay,
so I. But, I mean, it looked a little weird. I bought five blocks of cream cheese at once.
See, I would be worried that I would waste it. But I live, you know, I'm alone. I would, okay, yeah. So I see what you're saying.
But
yeah.
I think that sometimes it is. But like when you're in the gas station and you just really want a candy bar, sometimes this happens to me.
Yep.
And it's this much. But if you buy two, then they're this much. And I'm just like, I don't need the second one. But if I can save 39 cents.
How many of us do this one? Because this is, I think, a little bit of a modern equivalent of that. You're $5 away from free shipping. Anytime you're online. So what do? Yeah, I'll go back and look. What I got to find something for $5 here. I'm not letting them get that.
Or depending upon where it's for. I mean, this maybe sounds bad, but it depends. If I know I'm going to be in the vicinity of that store, I will order it to get the free shipping and then return one of the pieces. Yeah. If you know what I mean. But
yes, no, I've heard of that. I know a lot of people that have done that. So yeah, I don't think you're alone on that one. Couponing. Oh, don't let my mom hear this. It just takes so much time, and most stores already advertise deals or loyalty promotions without a coupon requirement. Some people also mention going to multiple grocery stores for the cheapest price on items.
Yeah, so if you drive to four different places to literally save $2.
Yeah. I mean, what are you spending in gas doing that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I do kind of, there is a part of me that does miss seeing my mom on like a Saturday or Sunday morning cutting out coupons. The smile on her face is, for her, that was getting back at the man. That was
she actually, it was probably like for something gross. And she's like, I'm going to buy this because there's a coupon and then I'm going to make Jimmy eat it.
Yep. More than likely, yes. Absolutely. Lowering the thermostat. Keep it as low as you can, but I'm not going to freeze my tail off all winter. It impacts my mood, my motivation, and your productivity. This is a balance in life we all deal with of how much is money worth and how much is comfort worth. Hey, I save, you know, this amount of money every month because I don't have my thermostat at 73 or something. Okay, that's great. Are you happy? Do you enjoy going home? Do you enjoy the home you live in?
Like, can you put your arms down because you have so many layers on?
I've never been
have never been like thermostat fluctuators, right? Mm-hmm. Like ours just stay, we have one setting for winter, we have one setting for summer, and that's where it stays. And I know a lot of, and they promote, you know, especially the energy efficient ones, like, you know, lower temperature while you're sleeping or while you're gone. But then I'm always like, but how much energy does it take to bring it back up to temperature? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like all the fluctuation, to me, it just seems to make more sense to just leave it steady.
Yeah.
But that's not something I'm willing to sacrifice. Like, I always laugh when I see, like, on Facebook somebody going, like, oh, it's, you know, November 18th and I just turned on the furnace. And I'm like, are you nuts?
Yeah. I mean, it's there for a reason. It's, you know, I mean, use it. Holding on to unnecessary stuff to potentially reuse it later.
Oh, but I might wear that someday.
You never know. Yeah, it's hard. That's a tough one on me. I will say that's a tough one.
I am bad about that, but I've been better. I've been getting better. Like, okay, that's got to go. Like, we can, and I think, don't you think that's situational? Like, when you come to a point in your life where you're like, okay, I can get rid of this stuff because honestly, if I really, really, really needed it 6 months from now, I could go buy it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's, if it's something, yeah, if it's small, yeah, stuff that you're hanging on to because you might use it someday. But, oh my goodness, you know, and if you've ever had the experience of, like, if someone passes away and cleaning up all of their stuff that they might use someday, you don't want that to be you.
No. That's a big one to my mom and dad. They refuse to be those people. They're so adamant about that. And they still will probably be those people a little bit.
I think everyone is, right? And that has to be, too, because what is a treasure to me is junk to you. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, that's the reality. Somebody else looks at it and they're like, why would they have kept this for this long?
I think that some of this is even a little bit of, PTSD for me a little bit, because every time we moved, I lost toys, I lost things, literally every move. And so at a certain point, you barely have anything, like clothes, shoes, toys, any of this stuff. When you get older, I've got a pair of shoes and a pair of sweatpants that should have been buried decade ago, that should have been given a chance to retire and go out into the sunset and all this, but I will not let them go. They're my Kareem Abdul-Jabbar shoes. I love them. They're great, but there's not a human being in the world that would say that you should be wearing those.
You know, about 2 weeks ago, I was taking some stuff to Goodwill, and in there was a pillow pet, and I'm not expecting you to know what that is, but it belonged to my daughter at one time, and she's like, you're getting rid of my pillow pet? And I'm like, are you kidding? You know? And I said, she's like, you can't, you know, whatever. So then she's like, fine. So I pulled it out of the donation box and I wrapped it up for her birthday last week, and I did put a little coffee shop gift card with it, but it was hilarious because I'm like, now you keep that in your space, because the next time it lands in one of mine, it's going. But it's that same thing. Like, she was just like, oh, you can't get rid of that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love when those moments happen, especially because I was in a lot of those moments.
It's so
on the
funny
other side.
Yeah.
Cheap toilet paper and paper towels. No.
Agree.
Stop it. Stop doing that to yourself. You stop it right now. Spend the extra buck. Spend the extra dollar. It is worth it. That's all I'm going to say. Moving on. I don't think we even need to get too deep in that one.
You know, even at the office, like, we just use paper toweling as for in the bathrooms for hand towels.
Yeah.
And, you know, and for a while, it's like you're buying just like the cheapest stuff you can find. Well, then you got to use 15 pieces. If you buy middle of the road, at least, you don't have to use as much.
Exactly. Yeah. And it feels a lot better. It's softer. You deserve it. Reusing Ziploc bags. One person just said, nope. Like, nope. Not doing that.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. That kind of makes me get a little...
Oh, it's cringy. It's a little cringy.
Like, yeah, I can't... Yeah. And... Ugh. No. Once it's used, it's used. And I have literally, and it shocked me because of who it was, mm-hmm. but someone that I know really well, one time I was at their house, and they were literally washing Ziploc bags and then turning them inside out to dry, you know, so they could be reused. And I understand, you know, it's kind of the same reason, like, my grandma saved every twist tie ever. Yes. It was a growing up through... I mean, it was a growing up through the Depression thing. I mean, I get that.
My nana did the same thing, yes. My nana
probably did the same, yeah. But at the same time, I'm like, you're really not washing Ziploc bags.
DIY projects, kind of wrap this up. The ones you need to be a licensed professional to do or for someone else.
So like IKEA?
Haircuts, plumbing, maybe. There's certain things I'm all for doing projects yourself. I think there's fun in something that, you know, can be really game-changing for you, confidence-wise, when it comes to those things. And then there's stuff, yeah, there's a reason why they went to school for it.
Well, plumbing, electricity. Yes. I mean, these are things that you should, yes, engage a professional, right?
Yeah. And Flying Spirit Airlines.
Not doing it.
Oh, that's good. That's funny. I will say, as far as this goes, like, you're looking to save money. You look at all these airlines and you see, oh, Spirit, you know, especially if you've never flown before. You're like, oh, Spirit, they're really low. They're a lot lower. It's so much lower than all these others. That tells you something right away.
You know, I know a lot of people, though, that will fly. There's no way.
No. Well, I think like 10 years ago was a little different. All the people that I know that flew like years and years ago on Spirit. Nowadays, with everything that's been going on with the airlines, probably nobody's been hurt more by this whole industry than Spirit. And it's shown. How much money are you saving if you have a layover or you have you're stuck where you are and you can't get back home? That's what happens to a lot of Spirit Airline customers. And I'm not trying to talk badly, but that's all well documented. That's stuff that's out there and everything. It's kind of like a pick or choose your battle kind of thing.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything to add to this list either. I'm not sure.
You know, this makes me, though, want to go home and, like, do a little purging. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm bad about that with clothes.
We're going to take a break. We'll get to CBS News. When we come back, we're going to kick off the hour speaking with Mystique McAmer. She is, of course, the director and part of one of the actors of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, the Edgy Directors Showcase premiering tonight at WRCT. We'll talk more about that and plenty more coming up in the morning, the last hour of the morning show here in the last week.
Whatever we're doing here.
last day of the week here on the morning show here at WFHR.